AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. In addition to buying milk, bread, and toilet paper, people along the East Coast are also buying snow shovels and salt. The preparations come as a massive winter storm takes aim at the region.
The National Weather Service's lead forecaster, Bruce Sullivan, says a foot or more of snow is expected as a winter storm hits the Mid-Atlantic over the weekend.
Potentially paralyzing winter storms for portions of the Mid-Atlantic. That would include, say, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area.
Sullivan adds that the wind is expected to be howling in and around Washington at the height of the storm.
Combination of very heavy snow and wind. And very high winds, and that's likely to produce some blizzard conditions.
The Weather Service is expected to upgrade its winter storm and blizzard watches to warnings. I'm Tim McGuire.
Snowflakes are flying in Washington tonight, but it's just a sneak preview of what's coming Friday night into Saturday. Although the National Weather Service is warning of blizzard conditions in the nation's capital, organizers of the annual March for Life say their anti-abortion rally in Washington will be held Friday as scheduled.
The rally and march on the anniversary of the Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision is one of the largest events on the National Mall. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini says in more than 40 years,
we've never not marched, and we will march this year. Snow or no snow.
She says most marchers tend to come from a strong religious background that makes them willing to sacrifice their comfort at what usually is the coldest time of year. But
everyone who's pro-life and who is a peaceful protester is welcome to join us at the March for Life.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 249 points as the price of oil slipped to its lowest level since last September. This is AP Radio News. Fresh from endorsing Donald Trump in Iowa last night, Sarah Palin told people at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Trump can provide the change needed in Washington.
That's the beauty of Trump's candidacy. The way that he goes rogue, we can trust then that things are going to be different when he's elected.
GOP presidential hopeful John Kasich says Palin's endorsement of Trump does not change things for his campaign.
I'm my own lane, as was pointed out by a network correspondent. There's an anti-incumbent lane, there's an establishment lane, an anti-establishment lane, and there's a Kasich lane. So it's starting to show here in New Hampshire.
Kasich told folks in Hillsborough today he doesn't think voters are angry. He says they're just upset things aren't going well economically. If the economy starts growing again, Kasich says financial markets will respond positively. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.